Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you already know you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday. Oh, yeah. Are you ready? Are you ready to get your week started? Well, I hope you are. If you're just getting on your way this morning, it's 7:37 a.m. Central Standard, 8:37 Eastern. And as always, we remind you about school buses, school kids, school zones. And now we're going to add pedestrians. Make sure that you're watching out for yourself and others as you're traveling in this morning. Help our school bus drivers get our school kids to school safely. And every single morning, we ask you to slow down through school zones. Make sure that you remember and remind yourself, as we remind you, that school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. And so, you know, last week we had this whole conversation about being on time and what that really means. And every single morning, we're going to try to remind you to do something a little bit differently each night so that you can do better. If you're one of those people who's chronically always running late, well, you know what? Start afresh and anew. And the way that you do it is not to make a whole sweeping change, but to start with one or two little things that are going to make your mornings a little bit better, especially after the weekend. You know, I say it, or I've said it before, you know, by Saturday night, Sunday morning slash evening, we are dreading Mondays. That's why we have created Momentum Monday, to change the look and the feel of Monday mornings. Monday mornings should be that time where we get a fresh start, where we get our momentum, where we start to declare some things. We start to call those things that be not as though they are, were. And so we can start on a better foot. We can get our kids started better. We can start better. And you know where it starts. It starts with what's coming out of our mouth. So if you're dragging in on this Monday morning saying, woe is me, I ate too much sugar at the Founders Day Festival in Cheneyville, no worries. Yesterday is over. Tomorrow is not here yet. So begin fresh and new today. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. They resume again at 2 p.m. And I'm going to tell you, as we get our week kicked off right here on the OPT Network, we cannot wait to tell you about the weekend. It was absolutely incredible. It was an amazing weekend, starting with the race and ending on Sunday at the Founders Day Cheneyville Festival. It was absolutely amazing. And if you missed any of the festivities, I don't know where you were, because you missed a time of food, fellowship, and absolute fun. We told you it was going to be bigger, better, and greater than last year, and it absolutely was. I'm going to tell you what, I'm so excited to get my week started. It's 7:40. You're on point. We've got to get a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you all about the race, all about the festival in Cheneyville, and what an incredible weekend it was. Hopefully, you're started. You're rolling on time. Make sure that you've given yourself enough time to get there safely. And most importantly, please stay engaged. Hey, everybody. You're on point. The official OPT Network. Let me get a break here, but we're back right after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular? Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
SINLAW Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:45 a.m. Central Standard, 8:45 Eastern. Today, of course, is Momentum Monday. It's October 21st. Can you believe it, DC? Already, we're just flying through October. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember, you can share today and help shape tomorrow by being a part of the Foster Grandparent Program. Not only is it an incredible program that helps you to give back and be the change that you want to see in a young person's life, they also pay you for it. Now, here's how you find out more. If you're a senior that's 55 years old or older, you can call 318-484-2260, and they'll tell you exactly how you can get involved in the program. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, 24/7, www.hixsonhasit.com. Go to the website 24 hours, 7 days a week. Also, our friends at First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years, McDonald's of Alexandria, and the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. And as we kick off our Momentum Monday, we hope that you are as well. I am drinking from a huge cup that I call, and it's got written right on the front of it, Momentum, my cup of momentum. And so if you're searching for your momentum, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. All you've got to do is open up your mouth and declare it. This morning, declare that you have the trajectory. I mean, that thing that just catapults you into the next thing, whatever it is that you're doing. Declare that last week is over no matter how it went. This is a fresh, I like to call it a fresh set of downs. If you're a football player, a fresh set of downs. It gives you a new opportunity to get it right this week. And so what we're saying to ourselves and what we're saying to our kids in the morning, believe it or not, it absolutely matters. If you're still half asleep, get your cup of coffee, get your cup of tea, and you know what? Shake yourself loose and get started this morning, and get started with that positive mental attitude, because that's where it all starts. Now, switching gears this morning, you know, it's like you work, 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 you run, 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 and I've talked about just busy and what that means. And this past weekend, I started looking at all of the activities that we were just really honored to be a part of. And instead of thinking of how busy we were, I started thinking about how grateful we were to be a part of the amazing things that are happening in and around our communities. And it started off on Saturday morning with the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, the fourth annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, DC, and the people in this community and surrounding areas really, really got big once again for the race, and it was absolutely phenomenal. And when DC and I stood up on the podium and looked down at the sea of people, we could not have been more honored and more proud of every single person in the community that came out and said, you know what, I'm about it. I'm about being the change that I want to see in myself and in my community. And really, that's what it's all about. And when I looked at the mass of people, the number of people that come out to celebrate life, I started thinking about people like Janice Joseph Richard
And Pam, it was amazing to see you. That's Janice's sister. She came right up to me and hugged me, and I said, you are looking more like Janice as you grow. And every single time I don the race, I think about those people, those fighters who fought to make sure that we had a race, that fought to make sure that every woman is detected early, gets mammograms. And I started thinking about all of the people in the 4 years that the race has been in Alexandria, downtown Alexandria, all of the people that started out in support and show of solidarity of others. And now they're actually walking and running and surviving for themselves. And as I thought about that, it just gave us, DC, a sense of momentum to keep pressing, to keep pushing, and to keep going forward. And as you stood on the podium, DC, and you looked at the crowd, what were your thoughts? What were your thoughts?
Wow, Colette, I was just touched and moved. You know, to see year after year people come out and show their support for people, for survivors of breast cancer, for people who will be getting breast cancer who don't know it. And it's just really, really moving and touching to see the community come out as a whole. You know, it is a real multicultural, diverse situation, and people coming together in solidarity for this dreadful disease of breast cancer. And, you know, to see how the community is growing in this area. And, you know, the whole month of October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we don't stop after the race. We continue to raise funds and to do up until the end of October. So, you know, we've still got work to do, and there's lots more to do. But, you know, just to answer your question, you know, I just felt really, really, it moved me, you know, to see people, you know, come out like that. It really did.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you exactly how much it moved David Christmas, because he has only, October also starts the fishing season, the white perch season, and he has only fished one time this month. So that should let everybody know how important this is to you. One time this month, and I don't know if you will fish really any more this month at all. So that's really, really big for you, and that really shows your support and solidarity.
Absolutely, Carlette.
How are you feeling not being in the boat?
Well, I mean, you know, you do what you have to. A man's got to do what a man's got to do. And, you know, when things are important like this, you know, of course I love fishing. You know I love it. And but when there's, you know, business to be taken care of, there's business to be taken care of. And, you know, we here at the OPT Network, October is just a very busy month for us. There's a lot of things that we don't get a chance to do because we've committed ourselves to so much. I mean, so, you know, we're not around as much as we normally are in the places that we normally are. We're just not there in the month of October because we're so tied up doing this work.
Absolutely. And this is what I want to say to all of the people who came out in support and solidarity for the 4th annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. I want to say, first of all, thank you. Thank you for coming out and what it showed not only Alexandrians, but what it showed Louisiana is how much we care. How much we care about one another. How we can come together in a situation, in a setting, and literally not know anyone and all have something in common. Either someone that was walking for themselves, you saw women who had lost their hair due to treatment that were there, they were strong, they were proud, and they were making a statement. They were saying, you know what? Cancer might be big, but God is bigger. They said, hell no to breast cancer. And you know what? That just stokes a fire in me that I cannot even articulate. And for those people that were there in show and solidarity and support for family members or friends that were fighting or have fought, I say, thank you for coming out. Thank you for caring and being the change that you want to see. And then for those people that have supported the race for the last 4 years, and they supported someone else, but now they were walking or running for themselves. You see, this is what it's about. We know, we absolutely know that 1 in 8 women will be stricken with breast cancer. But what we do know is that when detected early, there is a 98% cure rate. A 98% cure rate. That once you get your mammogram and you are diagnosed and you get your treatment, that you will survive breast cancer. And so we're going to continue to trumpet the message. We're going to continue to support this wonderful cause. And each person, when I looked at the sea of people, I thought, everybody is here for, each person is here for a different reason. And unless you talk to every single person, which is next to impossible, you never know what the reasons are. But we would say thank you. And we would say to you, stay with us through this month. Please support those outlets that are in our community, like the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, like Southern Heritage Bank, like Davis One Stop in Cheneyville on Highway 71, like McDonald's of Pineville, both locations. All of the people who have said, you know what? We stand with the OPT Network, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Darlene, we thank you. We thank your think tank. We thank your team. And we're going to be talking about all of the ways that you can give anywhere from $1 to $5 or any donation that will help our community. Hey, everybody, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing. Performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live. Mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
From the start at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Remember, you can get wired satellites. You can get great channels. You can get the best savings plus the best wiring. All you've got to do is phone Jeremy and his team at 318-767-2220. And then we want to remind you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas for all of your home, auto, and life insurance needs. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. And Amerigroup Real Solutions, getting the real solutions for you and your family in health care. It's about 2 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9:02 Eastern. And we're talking about the weekend and what an incredible weekend it was. It started early with the fourth annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And then, you know, first when we started out Saturday morning, it was wet. It was wet in Cheneyville. It had rained. You know, forecasters were saying, well, it may rain. It may rain the race out. It was damp and really, really cool. But I'm going to tell you, after the fog sort of lifted and the overcast lifted, the weather was absolutely optimal. And so we started with the race very early on Saturday morning. And then from the race, we raced down to, well, actually we went and celebrated the life of Miss Irene Gallerson down in Cocoville, down in Mansoura. And what an incredible celebration that she had of her life. You may have heard us talk about Mrs. Gallerson last week, talking about what an incredible life that she had lived and what an incredible woman that she was. So we raced from the race. We went home, and then we changed. I think we felt like superheroes. We were making changes. It seems like on every, you know, every event, we were changing for something else. And as we got to Mansoura and we celebrated the life of Mrs. Gallerson, we call her, DC calls her T-Ree, and I call her, we call her, Deuce and I call her Renee Cat, and people call her Renee Cat, T-Ree. And she just has many names, but it was a beautiful celebration of her life. And everybody talked about what we talked about last week, what an incredible lady she was. And I called her a quintessential woman. She is sort of the essence of quintessence. I mean, she is the most perfect element of womanhood. And DC, we were just honored to be a part of celebrating her life and her legacy.
Yes, we were.
And so after we did that, we raced back to Cheneyville to partake in the second annual festival in Cheneyville, the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival. Yeah. And I mean, DC, woo-wee. We predicted that it would be unhinged, is what we called it. We predicted that it would be bigger, better, and greater. But we just could not have known how much bigger, better, and greater it was.
It was absolutely wonderful, Carlette, just to see so many people converge on the town of Cheneyville and just having such a wonderful time. I mean, you know, people were just, I mean, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. You know, the food, the fellowship, the whole atmosphere was just, it was just electrifying, to say the least.
You know, that's the same word that I was thinking about. And, you know, last year was the first time that they had had a festival in a long time. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, the celebration of their bicentennial. Now they're 201 years old. But this year, you know, we got to give, as we did last year, we've got to give kudos to the leadership of the town of Cheneyville. And this year, our new mayor, Mayor Derek Johnson, who came in and visited with us and talked about a little bit of butterflies, a little bit of nervousness about everything going off.
Yes.
You know, without a hitch. But DC, it was absolutely fabulous. And I've got to ask you, what was your favorite part of the festival?
Man, I'm going to tell you, you know what my favorite part was.
I don't even have to ask.
Well, you know, first I had to partake in the excellent barbecue that Mayor Carl, former mayor of Cheneyville, put together.
And I wonder how many do you even remember how many plates?
Well, I had a couple of, because what I wanted to do was I got enough of it to last me the whole weekend, so I ate barbecue the whole weekend. But at the same time, I also went to Jackie's table and got one of those sweet potato pies. But not only did she have sweet potato pies, some of my other cousins were there, Pam and one of my other cousins were there, and they made brownies. You know how I am about brownies, so I had to get some of those brownies.
Now, we talk about Jackie Clark's sweet potato pies, but we never, Jackie, talk about your pecan pies.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I did get some pecan pies, but I didn't get a chance to eat.
Yeah, you didn't talk about the pecan pies. The pecan pies, Jackie, were absolutely delightful.
Yes, they were.
I mean, they were.
A bite of one.
You took a bite of one. They were very moist. Because sometimes, you know, you can get pecan pies and they'll be dry. But they were moist, not too moist. They were just perfect and they were just delightful.
Right.
And then from there,
those pies don't just taste good either. They are beautiful.
Oh, I know.
Those are some beautiful pies.
The presentation, Jackie, is excellent. The pies were even better than that.
Yes.
Can I go that far?
Oh,
you know, and that's not even really, really a good description. That's just what I can say this morning because we're still full from the food that we ate this weekend.
And this weekend we found out that we had been letting things slip through the cracks. You know, somebody
more sugar.
In the Alexandria area had to tell us about the pound cakes that come from Cheneyville that we had absolutely no idea about.
But they don't necessarily come from Cheneyville.
They originate from Cheneyville because the lady is from Cheneyville.
Miss Janetta is her name. And I don't know, Janetta, I'm sorry, I don't know your last name, but
that's Miss Betty Thomas's daughter, our neighbor.
Is that her daughter?
The cakes was close
or
to
her
us.
Niece.
We had no idea. Her niece, I'm
okay,
sorry.
That's her niece. And let me tell you, we were at our son's football game and we were talking to another parent that was saying, okay, I heard about the Cheneyville Festival, the Founders Day Festival, and I heard that the lady, he didn't know her name, but he says she's got these pound cakes that are in a pink box. And he turned us on to her because we had kind of been hearing about it but didn't know.
I never heard about it, Carlette. I would have been taking advantage of it. I, I didn't know that somebody made cakes
well,
this good.
Well, from what I understand, she's no longer in Cheneyville, but she makes
these. She lives abroad.
She lives in, like, Virginia, I think.
Right.
And
but she can ship them to you anywhere in the U.S. continent, in the world.
In the continental U.S.
In the continent.
So anyway, DC tracks down cake, these because I really wanted to have
cakes
this pound
right
cake.
Close to us. They were closer than we even knew.
And so we found the pound cake. We bought one for ourselves, and then we bought one for a friend. And let me tell you, this pound cake, let me see how I can describe it. It is your grandmother's pound cake from old school. It's not that loosely
no,
packed.
Fluffy. It's rich.
Not a. It's
a gourmet cake, Corlette.
DC described it as a gourmet pound.
It is a gourmet pound cake. It is a. I mean, you know, it's the kind of cake like okay, if you remember, we used to eat at Chalet Brandt. That was the most expensive restaurant we knew in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
And when we used to eat there, it's like everything was just. They wouldn't give you much of it, but it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Because the chef in there was just world renowned.
Mm-hmm.
So when they gave you a piece of cake, it looked like the piece of cake was enough to hold you, even though it wasn't that much cake.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so rich.
And let me tell
that's
you,
how this cake
this
was.
Is high praise because DC said, you can't eat a slab of this cake. He said, you have to eat
right.
a sliver of this cake. And I'm going to tell you the cake. First of all, let me tell you how it was so beautifully packaged.
Oh, it's beautiful.
The packaging, first of all, was beautiful. It was in this just beautiful clear paper. And then it was in a dainty pink box, apropos for breast cancer awareness. And I don't know. I don't think it had anything to do, but it just made us feel good to see the pink box. And then you open it up, and it was bursting with freshness. Oh. It was just so moist. And then on top, not only was it just symmetrically beautiful, the icing on the cake, and this is what the person that was telling us about the cake described the icing, but he did not do it justice.
No,
there was this, it's that old school, I guess, confectionate sugar mixed with her own blend, and it was lightly covered the entire cake. It wasn't drizzled, it was just lightly covered
right.
to perfection.
Yes.
And then you cut into it, and it's just bursting with moisture. It's bursting with flavor, and it is absolutely delectable.
Well, you know it's something about the cake when you look at it. It's like, man, this don't look like a regular cake. The cake just does not look like a regular cake. It does not look like a regular cake. It's like, what's going on with this cake? It's like it's some kind of secret built into that cake. That if you go to the lady and say, look, give me the recipe to that cake, she'd be like, no, I can't give you the recipe to this cake.
And you know what? Even if she gave you the recipe to that cake, there would be something different. You could feel, you could taste the love.
Man, it was something.
That went into the cake. And at the end of
awesome.
At the end of the festival, people were still looking for the cakes.
People were tracking the lady down, trying to find out. And we had to find out from somebody outside of Cheneyville that they had
mm-hmm.
cakes like this in Cheneyville. Because, you know, I was like, man, on top of Jackie's pies, mm-hmm. it can't be something better or something equally as good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, it's a whole different animal. You know,
right.
Jackie's pies,
mm-hmm.
and those pies are phenomenal. But somebody does cake like this, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Well, we
glad
ate-
she lives abroad. Because, you know, I always stop in on Jack and get one of those pies. You know, I treat myself from time to time, try not to hog it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to lose weight, so I don't want to stop every day, every weekend. Because, you know, Deuce and I can eat one in a matter of about 9 hours.
Right,
the
and
pie
you
is
did.
Gone.
And you absolutely did.
Yeah, the pie is gone.
The pie is gone.
Yeah.
We do still have some of the cake.
Cake can go, too, but the cake, you have to take your time with the cake because it's so rich. I don't even know how to explain it. You got to get one.
Okay, I hope she has a website, and if she does, we're going to give it to our listeners because the cake is so rich that they said this is how you can preserve the cake because you really cannot eat the whole cake. You, like, cut it in half, and then you wrap it, and you freeze it.
Freeze half of it for later, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Now, the cake is high dollar. Let me just say that, too. The cakes and the pies, but they're worth every dime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pies are $12, but they are worth every penny.
Mm-hmm.
And the cakes are $27.
Mm-hmm.
A $27 cake. That tells you right there's something going on.
It's something
cake.
Very, very special about that cake.
Big dollar cake.
And let me tell you something.
But that cake
okay,
is
this is what
I would sell that cake for $40.
Absolutely. She's probably underselling the cake. And I hear you saying, I wouldn't pay that for it, but you hadn't tasted that cake.
Yeah,
and so this is what DC did. He just had money, and he went down to so many vendors and just purchased, and our house was filled with pastries, wonderful. You know, we've got wonderful chefs and bakers right in our midst. And we've got wonderful people like Mayor Carl Johnson, who just, Carl, we loved the food. We never got tired of eating it the whole weekend. We shared it not only with our immediate family, but with other family. And you know what? What I love about the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival, D.C., was the diversity.
Absolutely. We're very diverse. Carlette, let's not forget to mention Mayor Charles Allen, because, you know, he helps Carl with the barbecue. Because, you know,
Councilman.
I mean, I'm sorry. What did I call it?
Mayor.
I meant to say councilman. We didn't forget about you, Chuck.
You know, this is a situation where, you know, the student is just never going to be as great as the teacher.
But, you know, he has a role to play. Charles plays a role that is important. And we want to make sure we mention him, because he will let you know, hey, y'all didn't mention me.
So, well, he,
there you go.
He was part of the leadership in putting the Founders Day Festival.
And you know, Mayor Derek Johnson, who is the mayor now, was quick to give kudos to ex-mayor Reggie
Allen, mm-hmm.
who also did a wonderful job with he basically did a wonderful job last year.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was easy for him to step in and take what he did and then add more stuff to it. So each year, you know, you can see it's going to get better. The town of Cheneyville, you guys are doing a wonderful job.
Uh-huh.
You know, it just does our heart well to see how you put all this together and make it come together. But Carlette, you know, go ahead, because the last part of the festival, I believe, was probably we really are glad, because last year we did not go to the church service.
Well, because we were in Cottonport that Sunday.
Oh, it was the same? Okay, mm-hmm. Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
It was right around that time.
Yeah, we
did. And so we didn't get a chance to go and fellowship at the church service. But I'm going to tell you, yesterday we did, and it was called the Community Church Service. And I have never been so proud of a community, the way that the entire community came out.
Yeah.
And was represented. It was absolute. And first of all, let me give you guys a visual. If you weren't there and you just like passed on 71, remember those old time tent services where they had tents and people came out from everywhere. There were people under the tent. There were people standing around the tent, and it was absolutely phenomenal. And everybody, Sunday morning is a time where every ethnic group goes to their prospective church. But this
yeah, they call it the most segregated time of the week.
And this was a time where people came together from every ethnic group in our small town, came together, and we worshiped God, and we fellowship, and we praise together. And I just, you know, that just really, really moved my heart. And we were just really honored, D.C., to be a part of this second annual community church service. Talk about what it meant for you to see, you know, because we always talk about things that are divisive and things that are wrong.
Right.
But these are things that happen that are absolutely right.
Absolutely, Carlette. And, the churches that were affiliated was Edgefield Missionary Baptist Church, Second Edgefield Baptist, Beulah Baptist, Boonville Memorial Methodist, First Christian, St. Joseph Catholic, St. Paul Methodist, Trinity Episcopal, and United Methodist.
And that's all from our little small town of Cheneyville. And everybody, Mayor Johnson, I love the way that you really included every church.
Everybody.
And all of the leaderships and the pastors and the priests and the ministers of every church played a role. And then you had what I thought was amazing. You had the choir, and that was I'm looking.
Cheneyville Community Choir.
Cheneyville Community Choir.
So basically, that's just people from all different churches that just join together and sing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they did a wonderful job. Cheneyville Community Choir, excellent, excellent,
mm-hmm.
excellent.
Mm-hmm. And then I just can't help but to talk about Reverend Seymour's message.
Oh, yeah.
I think Reverend Seymour Reed from Edgeville Missionary Baptist Church delivered a word that was so appropriate for this time.
Yes, it was.
And he delivered a message on love. And there was never more love abounding and abiding than there was, I think, at this community church service. I mean, you could feel the love. We had an opportunity to just love on our neighbors.
Absolutely.
It was a time where people just stopped. We came to fellowship together. And then...
And Carlette, the message of love, there was it just crossed over. Everybody appreciated the message
mm-hmm.
of love because
mm-hmm.
it's so unifying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody could appreciate that message.
Absolutely. And I think that the display of love that was shown this weekend, that, you know, whenever you put a festival on, you never know exactly how it's gonna go. You hope for the best. And
with Cheneyville being, you know, this being the second year that they're bringing the festival back
mm-hmm,
to Cheneyville,
mm-hmm.
we are good friends with the mayors and, you know, we chatted with them and they were, you know, when they called and thanked us for promoting it for them, you know, there was concerns that it may not go as well as it went.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
you always are concerned that, and you got the weather situation
right.
and all that and the weather looked like it was going to flirt with doing something, and it just held up,
mm-hmm.
and it was beautiful. Boy, and yesterday morning at the church service, it was just absolutely gorgeous out.
You could just feel the face of God
beautiful.
Shine down.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I was thinking, it's outside. I'm very cold-natured. DC's very hot-natured. I'm thinking, I got to bundle up good. You know, I got to put a scarf on. I got to put... But you know what? It was... The weather was absolutely optimal. It was not
optimal.
Too hot.
Good word.
It was not too cold. It was just perfect. The service was amazing. Everybody who participated had a supply to offer that made it even better. And then after that, DC, there was a fellowship of coming together over a meal.
Absolutely.
And that really took you back to a time where communities came together and they did things like that. And you know what? Every single person brought a cover dish.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, it was really beautiful to see because so many people descended on Cheneyville
mm-hmm.
Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And to see, okay, all those people had came in, enjoyed themselves, had a good time, and left,
mm-hmm.
right? And then there was just the community
mm-hmm.
that was left with one another that had a real beautiful fellowship. And it was just really, really awesome to
mm-hmm.
see. Just the whole community come together in unanimity,
mm-hmm.
together, fellowship, have a good Christian fellowship,
mm-hmm.
and then have an eat fellowship
mm-hmm.
and sit down and break bread together. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was awesome.
And, you know, I just think it speaks volumes about communities and people coming together. And we always talk about what's wrong, but we never talk about what's right. And I think, again, we've got to say hats off to Mayor Derek Johnson and the entire team and the community that came together. And we know that they prayed and we came together and we thank God for doing a wonderful thing in our community, in our town.
Absolutely.
And I thank God for the leadership, DC, that they are leading in a way that is helping to really, really showcase the small village of Cheneyville.
Absolutely. And I still, you know, when we were in Baton Rouge, we used to live in Prairieville, and I called it God's country, but
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to take that back because Cheneyville is truly God's country. It is a fine community. I love living there. You know, I never would have known that I would have appreciated as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just glad that God led us to the town of Cheneyville.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes you think that when you leave home and you leave the state and we've left and come back, you never know why you are where you are. But if you'll just, and I think this is a word for somebody, if you'll just let go and let God just have his way and relax and just simply be right where you are, I believe that's where momentum starts. It starts with simply just being. Stop kicking and screaming and just be and know that there is a bigger, better, greater plan for your life than you could possibly ever know. And when you allow that to happen, that's when the miracle happens.
Absolutely, Carlette. Let's just one more time give a big old, shout out to Reverend Seymour. Reverend Seymour Reed of Edgefield Missionary Baptist Church. Sir, that was an excellent message of love that you gave. I thought it was completely appropriate for where we were and how we were and the way we all came together. I thought it was absolutely beautiful, man. And just for everybody to continue to walk in love and to love one another, it was just excellent.
Absolutely. Hey, and thank you guys for all coming out and making the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival a huge success. We can't wait until next year. Thank you guys for joining and making it such an incredible, incredible festival. It's 8:25 Central Standard, 9:25 Eastern.
That second Edgefield Baptist Church, Reverend Seymour Reed, that was Councilman Allen just called with that correction. It was on here. Let's see.
It is. It's second Edgefield Baptist.
Second Edgefield, Reverend Seymour Reed. Excellent job, sir.
And all of the churches and the church families that were represented, you guys were absolutely phenomenal. Hey, everybody, you're On Point, the official OPT network. We got to get a break, but we're back with more right after this. Stay with us.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunky.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
At the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rehide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 8:34 a.m. Central Standard, 9:34 Eastern, and this segment is sponsored by Rehide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rehide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, our friends at McDonald's of Pineville, don't forget, there are still ribbons available. We're going strong until the end of the month. We're going to continue to raise money until the end of October. As you are visiting and eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner at the McDonald's in Pineville, McDonald's in Pineville, please pick up a pink ribbon and show your support for breast cancer awareness, your solidarity to help us to continue bringing money into our community. Again, both McDonald's locations in Pineville. Also, our partners at St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Remember, free mammograms are still available by simply phoning Diane Kitts. Diane Kitts is the contact person for women who are uninsured and underinsured. That number, 318-483-4026 for your free mammogram. Our partners and friends at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, all three locations have ways in which you can go in and make a small donation. And you know what we were thinking? If every single person just makes a small donation, it will help to further this cause of finding a cure for breast cancer. Davis One Stop, another one of our partners down in Cheneyville. If you're traveling north or south, just stop by. If you're on 71, and just find a way to give a donation. If it's no more than your spare change, it all helps, and it all helps to raise money. Remember, 75% of all of the money that is raised stays right here in our communities for our women and that small percentage of men who we know will get breast cancer. Now, as I switch gears, not necessarily from the weekend, but from all of the festivities, what would a weekend be without college football and without NFL football? If you're a football fan, you just can't even fathom the weekend without good football. Oh, my goodness. What is going on at Grambling State University making the national news? I read about them in the Washington Post. They're on the Associated Press. It looks like the football players at Grambling State University have walked out or on some kind of boycott slash strike and did not play in Jackson State's game this weekend, which was their homecoming.
Looks like that they decided that the conditions that they're playing under at Grambling State University are just not toward.
Wow. You know what? I was really, really saddened to see that. And we started reading all of the articles and what was written and reported. And first of all, I was saddened for Jackson State. Grambling's president had to call Jackson State's president to say, you know what, we're sorry, but I really do stand by what these players are doing. Their First Amendment right to feel how they feel and say what they feel. He says only 22 players showed up to get on the bus. And due to this situation, we are going to have to cancel. Please understand. Now, how do you tell a president of a university that not just any game, but the homecoming game, people who have traveled from near and far to be a part of this, and we were thinking about how people travel back to their colleges to celebrate homecoming, that, our team is not going to show up.
I think it's the first. I don't think I've ever heard of anything like it.
And then
I've been around football all my
life. A long time.
And, you know, basically played on the college level. And I have never seen anything like this. And it seems like if what they're saying, it really is a travesty what's happening there. Because they're saying, you know, on some of the reports that we've read, and, you know, I'm just sort of ad libbing here, but they're not getting the things that most, you know, because, I mean, you know, the in most universities, you know, and I've had to, I've looked at this firsthand,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen how they treat the ball club, because the football program brings in a lot of money to all schools. Mm-hmm. It really does. It's mm-hmm. It brings in more than basketball.
It's really the lifeblood.
It really is. It's the one that pays for all other athletic the other programs, mm-hmm. like, you know, your soccer, your women's basketball, track mm-hmm. and field,
baseball.
The football program brings in the money to be able to do all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So when they're saying they're having to take 12 and 13 hour bus trips, that's just unheard of.
And this is what the football team is saying, just so that people that may not have heard about it. First of all, the ball players are saying that they refuse to take a 10/12 hour bus trip to Indianapolis, which they did, and then to Kansas City.
Right.
And they said it is just too much. One of the games they lost 48-0. And you were talking about having played in the on a collegiate level, that you have never heard of a football team that takes a bus.
If it was past 6-7 hours, we would fly.
Right.
You know, I mean, they charter planes, but, you know, your program has to be able to, accommodate that mm-hmm. type of situation. Of course, when we flew once to Texas A&M, which wasn't really that much, mm-hmm. but when you play those big schools like that, they pay you to come to their universities to play. You know, so I don't know why it is that they would be the only university in the United States of America who would have to take a bus ride 12 hours. You realize the kind of condition, you know, that is to have to get off of bus and been on it for 12, 13 hours the next day. You go into a hotel. I'm assuming they probably couldn't even sleep that long mm-hmm. afterwards, because we would get to, like, if the team that we play, when we played away, we would get to that school at about 7:30, 8 o'clock. Sometimes we get there at 6 o'clock Friday
uh-huh.
to play Saturday.
In the morning or after
The evening before the game, mm-hmm. before Saturday. So we would get there at 6, 7 o'clock, sometimes 5 o'clock. So we'd have enough time to just relax, go mm-hmm. to the hotel, just relax. We'd go to the stadium that we was going to play, do a walkthrough where we actually just walk around mm-hmm. on the field that we're going to play on. You know, maybe just kind of throw a couple of balls around, mm-hmm. just kind of loosen up, you know. And then, you know, the next night, you know, you come, you know, and, you know, suit up and be ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're having a lot of issues. And it started with the release of Coach Doug Williams. Yeah. And the players are saying that they were very disgruntled about that. And you and I were talking, and coaches do get dismissed.
That happens in, Lane Kiffin, USC.
Mm-hmm.
He got fired at the airport.
Absolutely.
You know, he didn't even get a chance to make it. And they were about 4 or 5 games in, and they told him, look, no need to come back to the university. That's it.
It's over.
You know, we're no longer going to need your services, and they pay you your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but
And now, with that said, the players were disgruntled about Doug Williams leaving, being fired. They are also disgruntled about having to take these long bus rides to various different states to play. And right. then they talked about the university not paying for their meals.
Now, that's really unheard of.
As they were on the road.
You have to actually buy your own food?
And then
I don't even see how they have a program. I don't see any player worth his weight in salt does not want to go to that school to play when he can go to somewhere where they treat you like royalty.
And then this amidst of everything else that's going on, the university is saying, now the president is saying, well, we need to have conversations with the governor. We need to get this fixed. And then he's explaining to the president of Jackson State why this is not going to happen, why the homecoming didn't happen. So I would really be interested to know the money that Jackson State lost.
Oh, they lost big money.
You know, due to not having this game. And now,
yeah, they got to refund tickets and all. Man, they got.
Yeah.
That's a lot to have to do.
A lot of loss. And then they're saying that they're not sure how. Now, the officials at Grambling are saying they don't think that this will affect Bayou Classic. But if you're a fan, if you're watching
well,
and following.
Well, it's already been affected. The mm-hmm. Bayou Classic is just not what it used to be. It's just not good to go. I mean, it doesn't. You know, I remember going to the Bayou Classic in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
and it was just so many people, Carlette. I mean, you couldn't really get around. It was almost like Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were so many people, and the Superdome would be packed.
Mm-hmm.
We went again, I think, in 2007, and I don't think we've been since. We went, and they didn't even have the lower
mm-mm.
decks
mm-mm.
feel, and it just wasn't, it didn't, it just lacked the luster that it used to have. And I mean, with this kind of situation, you have to wonder, how is it going to affect the Bayou Classic? Because most people are like, okay, y'all are canceling games. You're already 0-5, 0-6, 0-7, something like that. Everybody probably knows already that Southern will probably win the game.
Right.
You know, I mean.
And this is what the Grambling officials are saying about that. They're saying that they are trying to iron out their football team's grievances. And fans can, this is what the report says. I'm reading directly from the report.
Right.
Says that fans can only keep their fingers crossed that it will not impact the annual Bayou Classic at the Mercedes-Benz Dome.
You really hope that it doesn't. We just like to say to folks, you know, still go. I mean, if you plan on going, still go to the Classic.
Absolutely. You know? I mean, absolutely.
You got to support that kind of thing.
You really do, and you really run the risk, and you hate to see this, but you run the risk of seeing an event that has been, it has been a staple. It has been, it has been part of Louisiana's history for many, many years. You hate to see that it is diminishing and maybe even ending. And this is what alumni said regarding this situation at Grambling. Many of them said that they were going to pull their monies. Now, I don't know if they're hinting or if they're suggesting that there's a misappropriation, but the football team also in their grievances said that the weight room and the facilities at the school are Archean, that money has not been put back into the system. And so there are lots of grievances as it comes to, as it pertains to Grambling and the Tigers, the G-men, and you really, really hate to hear it.
Yes, you do.
You hate to hear that, and we hope that Grambling gets their team and their men back on point. But you know what? At this point in the season, DC, you just really have to wonder. They're really disgruntled about so many things. They're disgruntled about Doug Williams leaving. You really, really wonder what the morale.
Yeah, but the coaching thing is just normal stuff. I mean, but you would really think that somebody who's been affiliated with the university on the playing level, they did really well under Doug Williams, who had a stint there right after Eddie Robinson left and then came back. You would have thought that they would have had a bit more humility and, you know, to be able to allow him to finish it out to at least try, because they wouldn't be having this problem probably had they kept him, but you got to figure that it was brewing over anyway.
Well, you know what I started wondering? I started wondering, had they just started taking buses to places like Indianapolis, or is this something new? Why now is the question that I asked.
I don't think many universities take those long bus rides like that. It can be hard. You know, it could be one of the reasons why they are 0-7. You take a 12-hour bus ride to play a game, man, you need 2-3 days to rest.
Right.
You can't play a game the next day.
And then the last thing in the grievances were they were saying that school officials were flying to these sites when they were taking the bus. And some of the officials, in fairness to them, did come out and say that they had paid for plane tickets out of their own pockets. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, but what's the reimbursement situation with that?
Right. Well,
yeah, I paid, but am I going to get reimbursed?
Yeah, it's just tough to hear, especially in the wake of the Bayou Classic being next month.
Oh, wow, man.
So soon. You know, so we hope.
They are already having many, many problems with the Bayou Classic.
Right.
They have, you know, this type of thing and put this type of insecurity into the psyche of people that may be planning on going. You know, I would just say go ahead and go anyway.
Absolutely. Ticket sales have been fledgling for a while, but you know what? This is one of those events that we hope that people that have supported it for years and years will continue to support it. But more importantly, DC, we hope that Grambling's team is going to be a show for the game, because if they're not going to be a show, then guess what? All of this is for naught.
And a lot of people are going to lose a lot of money.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
when you look at the city of New Orleans and the type of economic impact that it has on the city. You know, I'm assuming, you know, a lot of the workers there look forward to this because, you know, they gain a lot from this. And, you know, you just really hate it. I mean, the whole state, you know.
Absolutely. It affects and impacts the whole state. And you're right. And that's another thing that they talked about, the impact, the economic impact that it will have on New Orleans, not to mention the sponsors and those people that have supported this great event for many, many years. Hey, everybody, it's Momentum Monday. You're on Point, the official OPT network. We got to get a break, but we're back after this.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment, sponsored by Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Y'all, don't forget about the Pink Party. It's happening this Saturday. You can still get your tickets. We want to thank all of the people who called us up this past week and this weekend, D.C., raring to get those tickets. It's a $20 ticket. And you know what? We said on Friday during Real Women, Real Talk, it's not about a hookup. It's about a donation. Darlene and her think tank have gone above and beyond to make sure that this party is even bigger, even better, even greater than last year's. It's not going to be a concert. It's going to be a party up close and personal with Tucker. DJ Tony Groove is going to be there. It's going to be great food, great fun, great entertainment, and all for the small donation of $20, which helps us to continue to support breast cancer. You're going to eat. You're going to bring your libations if you want. You're going to party. You're going to have a good time. And we call it a party with a purpose. So you can phone us at our offices at 318-445-5658 for tickets. You can wear your pink however you're feeling it or not. Please don't let that deter you. It's just a party. The party is for raising awareness, raising money to keep right here in our community so that we can continue to save lives, so that we can continue to make sure that every woman who needs a mammogram absolutely gets one. We also want to thank our sponsor, State Farm agent Kyle Wolf, serving of Oils Parish. You know, as we were talking during the break about football, you know, it was a great football weekend. All of those LSU fans, DC, I don't know what happened. Number 6 LSU drops to number 13 after losing to Ole Miss. I mean, everybody is saying, what's up with that?
What? They didn't come. Let me tell you something. On the college level, Carlette, any team can beat any other team on any given day. If you come and you're not prepared and you underestimate that team. Like,
do you think that LSU underestimated Ole Miss?
I didn't watch it all. I watched some of it. I mean, we were just so tired of Saturday. We had, Ole Miss has just been getting beat by everybody.
Really?
You know, yeah. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, the college kids, you know, that sometimes they're too smart for their own good. Mm-hmm. You know, they already think, okay, we got this in the bag. Mm-hmm. They're going on to the next game and not realizing that, you know, if that team shows up and pops off on all cylinders like they were designed to do, they can beat you.
Well, in the beginning of the game, LSU did not play really well, but they did rally to come back, and Ole Miss really only beat them in the last, 3 seconds of the game. So they still had the opportunity and the propensity to win, but they just came alive a little bit too late in the game.
Well, and it just didn't go their way.
It really didn't go their way. And we just gotta mention the Broncos and the Colts last night. It was the game of the week. Everybody was expecting, including us, that Peyton would go down and show them that this was the house that he built. And we were really, really pulling. I have to be honest, we were pulling for Peyton. We just hate the way that he left Indianapolis. And even though his play was a little bit, it was lackluster. I mean, Peyton just did not look like himself last night. They still made a rally, but it just wasn't enough, DC.
Yeah, it just wasn't enough. Their defense is just going to have to play better.
So the undefeated Colts get their
– You know, anytime you put up 33 points, you should be able to win.
Enough to win. That should be enough to win.
Man, you got to play some defense.
Yeah. Just didn't have enough defense, didn't have enough momentum. But guess what? We hope that you have your momentum on this Momentum Monday, October 21st. Get your week started right on point with great momentum. Great thoughts. And you know what? If you're having one of those mornings where you just feel befuddled or just disheveled, this is what you do. Just stop and take a really, really deep and cleansing breath and declare. What do you want to say?
I want to say go to the classic, man. If they show up.
Well.
If Grandma shows up. Nothing you can do.
Yeah. Well, we just, you know what? My prayers are that this won't be a debacle. But you know what? Things happen. And we've, you know, I don't even know what to say about that. There's just too much to say. But as
give
I said.
Give the players what they want.
Give the players what they want. Hey, it's Momentum Monday. And you know what? You can have what you say. And since we know that's true, why not just go ahead and say what it is that you want to have? That's where it starts. We want to thank you all so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. You know why we do it. We do it because we love you. But God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget, be the change that you want to see. And remember, it does. It starts with you and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great, a safe, but above all, a momentous Monday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday, everybody. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com.